Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 5, God's Intention with Job, A Good Man Becoming a God-Man, Saturday. Related Verses, John 3:6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18 and 17, But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 14:19. Yet a little while and the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me, because I live, you also shall live. Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Philippians 1:19-21. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Suggested reading. In Luke, we see how Christ was incarnated and lived the life of a God-man. In Philippians, we see how Christ is lived out from us in order to have many duplicates of himself. All Christians should be duplicates of the unique God-man. How can we be such duplicates, such reproductions? First, we need to be reborn of the pneumatic Christ in our spirit, and then we need to be gradually transformed by the pneumatic Christ in our soul. Then spontaneously, we shall live Christ, the God-man, by the bountiful supply of his Spirit, taking his mind and shining the word of life as luminaries reflecting his brightness. We shall also be found in Christ with him as our surpassing righteousness, in the power of his resurrection and conform to his death. Then we shall express him in all the human virtues created by God for man. With the divine attributes of the God-man, these virtues are strengthened, enriched, and filled. The Spirit, as the extract of Christ, contains the element of the highest standard of morality. As the Spirit moves within us, the element of the highest human virtues also moves in us. The Lord does not rescue us from our temper by doing something miraculously. Instead, he rescues us by moving in us and mingling himself with us as the one who indwells us. If we turn to him as the one in our spirit and call on his name, he will move in us with all his elements. In this way, he saves us. The God whom we preach has become the life-giving Spirit through incarnation, death, and resurrection. Today, he is both God and man. When he came to be a man and lived on earth, he did not forsake his divinity. Therefore, some Bible expositors call him the God-man. The Spirit who has entered into us possesses not only divinity, but also humanity. Before we were saved, not only were we void of divinity, even our humanity was fallen. However, from the time we were saved, not only do we possess divinity, but we also have received the highest humanity for us to live a transcendent life. We do not merely adhere to outward regulations. Rather, we have an element added to us, and that element is the excellent humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his divinity, we can live out all the glory of divinity, and because of his humanity, we can live out all the virtues of humanity. Therefore, the glory of God and the virtues of man flow out spontaneously from one who is truly saved and who lives by the Spirit within him. Our Lord is both God and man. Of all the biographies of the world, there is none like that of the Lord Jesus recorded in the four Gospels of the New Testament. When we read these Gospels, not only do we marvel at his divinity, but even more we are moved and attracted by his human virtues. His behavior, his attitude, and the way he treated others were too wonderful. His humanity is unsurpassed. We praise him. Such a God-man is pleased to indwell us. He passed through incarnation, death, and resurrection to become the life-giving Spirit. Now he is waiting for us to call on him and believe in him. Once we call on his name and receive him as our Savior, he enters into us, and thereby we have an organic union with him. When we open ourselves to him, love him, and desire to be joined with him as one, we are filled and possessed by him every day. In this way, what we live out are the glory of divinity and the virtues of humanity. What a glorious, wonderful, and sweet life this is.